Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
WMAL News Time 504. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who, like me, has lost weight and gotten healthier with EMP 180. So, JJ, what's the latest?
Larry, I'm down almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks.
Wow, that is amazing. 4 pounds a week.
I know. It's cool to tell people that, but it's not just about the numbers for me. It's about my overall health. I had plantar fasciitis, sleep apnea. Both of those things are significantly better now.
Yeah, it's amazing how getting the weight off helps with so many other things, right?
It does. And another big thing for me, diabetes. It runs in my family, and the way I was living, I was headed straight for it. But with the help of the EMP counselors and their plan, which is just so simple, by the way, I have broken my sugar habit. I'm feeling better than I have in years.
No matter what your goals are, EMP 180 can help you get healthier in the new year. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. They're in Tyson's Corner, and now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office. On the web at EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, watching the roads closely here. A couple crews out and about, several crews out and about around the entire region. So watch for them as they treat the surface, some of the snow plows as well. On 66, we're coming in and looks pretty good pavement here. Through Manassas and up through to the Capitol Beltway. Of course, anytime you make any of those exit ramps and entrances and overpasses, be extra cautious, please. 95, 395 off to a good start, as is the Beltway Maryland 270. That looks good, too, as you come out of the Frederick area down through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, still got some leftover snow showers and flurries around, up to an inch of accumulation in some spots and then around the Beltway. If you go north and west, there's a chance we could see 1 to 3 inches of snowfall. So in general, across the region, about 1 to 3 inches with winter weather advisories. 30 degrees, those winter weather advisories expire at 9. Tonight, clear 22, teen suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 45. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 28 in Manassas, 27 in Gaithersburg, 32 degrees in Washington. A number of school delays this morning because of the snow. Get the complete rundown at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Snowy Wednesday morning. Good morning. Joining us to talk about the snow, Ray Stajic, coming up in just a couple minutes here. At 6:35, we're joined by Cal Thomas. At 7:05, Amber Athey from the Daily Caller, media reporter. And at 8:05, it's Brett Moselle from the Media Research Center. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Collins.
Oh, good morning. Did you get affected by the snow yet? Are you on the road? I got up this morning and get out to my car. Everything gets pushed back, you know. I get here later, and the Mary's giving me stink eye, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
Could plan ahead.
I know, you're right. But I get out to my car, we got some snow on it, and you always got to do the trick is always figuring out, do I start the car first and begin the process of melting the snow on the windshield, or do I assume it's powdery enough that I get it off? So, you know, all sorts of chemistry involved in my morning.
And what was it, powdery enough?
I don't know. I just started the car. And then, but it was easy. You know, get the brush out, wipe everything off, get on the road. And I take the Beltway in, and if you're on the Beltway this morning, obviously, and anywhere you are on the roads this morning, be careful. But I see one of those big FedEx trucks, with two trailers on the back of it, and it keeps cracking at the spine, like right in the center. It just keeps on swaying back and forth across the road because the winds are pretty good this morning as well, in addition to the fact that we've got a light dusting on the road. And I had no interest in being anywhere near it. So luckily, at the time of morning that I get in, there's plenty of lane clearance for me to just zip to the other side of the road, avoid those trucks entirely. And then the side roads this morning, of course, the area of concern, as the salt trucks, of course, are going to hit the highways nice and hard. But those side roads, River Road this morning, I got behind one of those trains of salt trucks. They're trying to, and intermittently just stopping for no reason in the middle of the road. Those guys have plenty to do this morning. I'm sure they have actually a great reason. I just didn't know what it was. And, you know, just be careful as you navigate in between and around the various people who are making sure that we survive our commutes to work in the morning.
You know, they stop in the middle of the road because they know there's someone behind them trying to get to work.
Yeah, that's right.
They
do that.
Hey, Barry, watch this.
they're radioing back and forth. I'm going to get myself a CB radio, find out what's going on in those salt trucks.
Watch the dude in the crossover.
but so far so good. And it seems to be, and we're going to talk to Ray Stajic here in a few minutes to kind of get a breakdown. But it seems to be that this underperformed, that they didn't quite meet the expectations. We're not quite seeing the blast of snow, but I guess it could carry throughout the day.
I think things
to look out for.
I think that that's appropriate for a storm in Washington, D.C., that it overpromises and underdelivers.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty appropriate.
Yeah, it's a Washington, D.C. storm.
It is.
And I saw that some of the weather crews are out there, meaning the weather coverage people, are calling this the snow hole. For some reason, I guess it's just, you know, it's very in vogue to have the words S and hull connected. So snow hull seems to be the weather choice. Is that the Washington Post's weather gang that's doing that?
I think probably.
No, NBC's weather crew is doing that. So the snow hull is apparently what this is being called. But so far, less snow, more hull. So we'll find out. Ray Stajic joins us now. Ray, good morning.
Yes. Hi.
Nice to have you. So what is this meeting expectations, underperforming? Yeah. Where is it this morning?
I think so far meeting. I don't think yesterday we were talking about huge snow totals. And I don't think we are going to get huge snow totals. Depends on what your definition of huge is, right? Some spots maybe up to an inch or so in and around the Beltway. It could cause some slick travels. Right now, we are down below freezing, so even though we will not have a lot of precipitation, with the cold air continuing to spill on in, it's going to make it slick quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I already felt some of that this morning. How long is this going to last today? I mean, are we going to see sustained snow throughout the day?
No, I think as we go through mid and late morning, the snow will start tapering off from west, southwest to north, northeast. As the system coming from the south of us, low pressure too far north, too far northeast of us to give us any appreciable moisture in off the Atlantic, too. So kind of a nuisance event, but, you know, I don't want to downplay it because certainly there will be some slick travel. As you go north and west, there could be maybe 1 to 3 inches of snowfall. But even though we're under the winter weather advisory, until 9, up to an inch with gusty winds around and cold temperatures. We actually end up getting into the upper 20s today by the afternoon, so falling temperatures, and that may actually happen a little bit sooner than that. So it's more about, as we've been saying, in most of the Carolinas and even the southeastern U.S., it's more about this system being colder than that last storm we had in the south that moved up to the north, and the snow just kind of sticking right away and how cold it's been. So the ground temperatures have a lot to do with this.
Yeah, and it seems to me, I literally go from parking garage to parking garage, so I can't, not outside.
The bougie life over here.
And there is a reason for that, because then, you know what, then I'm never cleaning my car off and I'm never late for work. Okay.
She doesn't own a jacket either.
You mean you don't let the driver clean it off for you?
Yeah,
me. But it seemed to be a really fluffy snow.
Uh-huh. It is.
It seemed to be a very fluffy snow. I drove out, I was like, oh, it's so pretty, you know, because it seemed to be a really fluffy snow, and I'm that person who, you know, yep. I get out and make sure there's no cars around. I hit my brakes just to see how I'm going to slide it off.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, and it was a little slidey, but yep. It wasn't, I just put it in low because I have to come down a hill.
It's an official phrase, a little slidey.
Yeah, a little slidey.
Yeah, people know exactly what I'm talking about people right now.
Real people, right? Real,
yeah, and then, but once you got into, you know, I know closer to the radio station, the roads had really been treated, so kudos to the road crews because uh-huh. the roads had had this, there was salt. It was all wet. They had done a good job. So,
well, that's in your contract, Mary. They cleared the roads in front of the station for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Road pedals and everything.
But it was nice to see that they were out there early and they were getting on top of it. And they were ahead of the game, at least closer towards the radio station, closer in towards D.C., that they were getting on top of it, which was nice. So that was good. But I think the winds are the problem that Vince was talking about.
Yeah, blowing the snow around. And
you around, too.
Exactly. As high-profile vehicles with a gusty wind, 20-plus miles per hour, feels like teens, even single digits. A wind chill right now in Hagerstown of 9. Most temperatures away from the Beltway in the low and mid-20s, so west and north a little colder. But the problem is, even with treating the road surfaces, it's helping, too, because we don't have the intensity or the duration of the snow, too. You can treat all you want, but if you're getting heavy snow and an inch or two an hour, it helps, but only for, you know, the first, you know, 30 minutes of after you get the road cleared or you get the road treated. But right now, most of the snow has been fairly light.
We've seen a bunch of two-hour delays around the region for schools. None. How appropriate do you think those are? And by the time people start traveling to school this morning, can they expect clear roadways, do you expect?
I don't think clear. Two-hour delays mean starting at, what, 9? That would mean 9 o'clock, give or take.
Right.
So 8 or 9 o'clock. That's probably when the snow will be tapering off from southwest to northeast. So it's going to be close. It'll be close because, you know, you always worry more about those road surfaces that aren't treated as you get out into the suburbs.
Yeah.
You know, you get the back roads and you get the bridges and the overpasses. You know, the major roadways, I mean, the Beltway and I-95 and all that, they should be okay. But you get in some of those side streets with the cold temperatures and the snow falling, probably not until the snow ends will we see a lot of improvement. But still, once again, across the region, generally 1 to 3 inches. But temperatures staying most likely in most places in the mid to upper 20s.
Just a quick question about the temperatures falling. As you had said, it may get colder. Do we have to worry about a freeze?
Tonight we might have to. If we've got wet road surfaces and they're left over through the nighttime hours with most of us going down in the teens and 20s, we could have some black ice tomorrow morning. I think the wind will actually help once the precip ends, help dry things out a little bit. But once again, you get into the nooks and crannies and you've got places that are shaded, and if we get some sunshine today, they may be protected. So certainly going to be something we'll have to look out for tomorrow morning. But milder days are ahead. We'll be in the 50s by Friday.
All right, Ray Stajic, thanks very much. Really appreciate the rundown on this slightly snowy morning here in Washington, D.C.
All right,
that's 5:15 now. Let's talk about those roadways. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Going out of Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Extended rush hour for sure with a lot of the school delays. So have to factor that in. On Virginia's 95, 395, 66, all running well. No problems on the Beltway. Of course, the plow trains, we were talking about that. You need to watch for them and the crews that are out treating the surfaces. Maryland, crash. Northbound 29, Columbia Pike at 32. Fire and rescue responding. So in the Columbia area, 32 and 29. Right in that stretch, you can see a lot of response heading there. Southbound on 29, nothing to report through that stretch. And 270, good, off to a quiet start. So we're just going to take it easy, guys, as we head out and about this morning and treat it just as very slow and cautious. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's go ahead and check out that WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You know, that snow we're talking about will be light this morning, and it'll give way to cloudy skies in the afternoon with a high near 30 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low of 21. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 44 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 32, 517 on WMAL.
Here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT.
Well, it was not a good day for Steve Bannon yesterday. Poor Mr. Bannon, who I guess wanted to be in the limelight, stay in the spotlight. Boy, is he in the spotlight now and in the hot seat.
Yeah.
He testified, I don't know how many hours.
10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah, a 10-hour session. No, that's how long he was sitting for with that House Intel Committee yesterday.
Yeah, and they issued a pair of subpoenas to him for both documents and testimony because he declined to answer some questions during that interview regarding his time with the White House. He said, no, I'm not going to answer that. And the allegation has come out from people who are in the know that he was told by the White House not to answer certain things, you know, and they equivocated it to a virtual gag order on him. So hence, you know what? We'll get what we want from you. Subpoena. We want documents. We want you to talk the whole bit. Now, while he was in there, while he was during in that testimony, the New York Times reported that last week, Mueller issued a separate grand jury subpoena. As far as we know, this is the first grand jury subpoena that has been issued by Mueller's team. And they want him to, you know, sitting in front of a grand jury, he could say, because you have to answer all questions in front of a grand jury.
Right.
You have to answer those questions. And the feeling is that Bannon is really not the target of this. Again, of course, they're all trying to get the president. That's what this is about. That Bannon's not the target. By forcing him to sit in front of a grand jury and having to answer questions, it gives him cover to say, I had to answer the questions. So he can give information that he may not be willing to give in any kind of closed-door testimony. So this is a little bit more serious. They're pushing on Bannon to... The theory is to get to someone else.
Right.
People far smarter than I, that is their theory.
I see. Yeah, and I've seen some stuff about how the notion here, if they try and pressure him into a grand jury situation, then maybe he can come up with some sort of deal with Robert Mueller in exchange for moving this to just an interview with Mueller's team rather than an official grand jury testimony. So that could change the nature of this. And I wonder how much the fact that he has a subpoena from Mueller to testify before a grand jury affected ultimately his willingness to speak openly about anything before the House Intel Committee yesterday. Because, you know, you'd hate, I guess if you're him and his lawyer's probably advising him, you'd probably, yeah, of course he's advising him, you'd probably not want to say anything that's going to harm your chances in front of a, you know, criminal investigators. So, I mean... This is kind of wild. Steve Bannon, remember, a lot of this is predicated on him giving commentary about an event that he had no relationship with. He was not a part of the campaign at the time of the Trump Tower meeting. He came into the campaign after that Trump Tower meeting between Don Jr., Natalia Veselnitskaya, and others. And he made commentary about it. The thing that probably stands out to Robert Mueller, if he's in any way predicating this subpoena on the Fire and Fury comments that Steve Bannon made, was the fact that he said, they're going after money laundering. Remember, you had Steve Bannon in the book quoted as saying, money laundering, that's the target. It's obvious. Look at this. Well, Mueller probably thinking to himself, how did Bannon get there? And if Bannon got there, probably because he's able to, you know, he's probably got the fact sets needed for me to pursue this. So Mueller wanting to talk to Bannon, of course.
Yeah, they said, as you pointed out to your point, that he was not part of the team at the time, but his secondhand knowledge could be used, you know, they could take his secondhand knowledge and then go back to what people said who were involved with it and see if there's any kind of contrast between Bannon's secondhand knowledge versus the people who were in the meeting. You know, Donald Trump Jr. has already had his time in the seat, and they could see if there's any kind of discrepancy there.
Also, the fact that he kind of didn't want to discuss in any way what went on in the White House or during the transition, I have, obviously, that adds to the notion that he did have a proximity to the president of the United States that was valuable and influential, right? The president just slammed him, dragged Steve Bannon a couple weeks, like recently, of course, and pretended like Bannon had nothing to do with him at all, whatsoever, and was just barely there. He was practically fetching coffee in the White House occasionally. But, Bannon had a proximity that I think is valuable and important, and it is important for him to respect the privacy of the president of the United States and his ability to have open and frank conversations. Something that we saw was on display over the past week where you had somebody in the room with him in a negotiation who refused to honor that type of that commitment. So Bannon, so far, keeping his honor intact in terms of not misrepresenting the president of the United States in public.
It's 5:22 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and this is my main man, Tom, and my other main man, Tom.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Hey, wasn't that a hit song in 1967?
Brian, I wasn't even born in 1967.
So what are you guys trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We're determined
and highly trained
and incredibly well-equipped,
and we even have a good attitude.
Well, I know I certainly do. I'm not so sure about you, Tom.
Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up.
We work until midnight 7 days a week,
so people never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have a couple accidents that have popped up, so be very careful heading out and about. I know we won't have too much snow, but it can be slick for sure, especially exit ramps. Virginia coming south on 28 before you get to the toll road, southbound 28 at 606 Old Ox Road for the crash. Maryland on 29 in Columbia, northbound direction at 32 for the accident. And of course, watch for a lot of the crews that are out treating the road surfaces, the snowplow trains as well. 270 southbound coming out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. That's been incident-free, but definitely seeing some pockets of delays because of the crews that are out and slowing behind them for sure. Beltway runs great here, Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flurries and snow showers, little accumulation, but a winter weather advisory through 9 a.m. this morning. 1 to 3 inches, generally those multiple inch totals are west and north, and a high of 30. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 32 degrees in the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL. You know, this morning is snowy, so you might be, before you head out, maybe not in a cup of coffee, maybe you'll get a cup of hot chocolate, warm yourself up, something nice on a snowy morning. Well, hot chocolate played a role this past weekend in saving two women from would-be attackers. Two muggers in Prince William County and Woodbridge went over. Prince William County police say that what happened was there was this woman, 50 years old, leaving a 7-Eleven convenience store Saturday night. She had some purchased items in her hand. Two men approach her, one of them with a gun. And she strikes the men with her bag. Classic lady move. Take your bag and just hit them and try and get away. And at that time, her daughter comes running out, I guess her 22-year-old daughter, hot chocolate in hand, and deploys said hot chocolate on two assailants. Just pours, throws it right at them. The men fled. She was packing heat. That's amazing. And apparently, by the way, I don't get the this component. I mean, the hot chocolate must have been scalding because you've got two women, a 50-year-old and a 22-year-old woman, and then you've got two men that are attacking one of them with a gun. How did they lose that fight precisely?
Well, they wanted the car. It was a carjacking. They wanted the car. So I think they probably thought, listen, criminals are bullies. They are. They try to pick someone who they perceive to be weaker than them that will not put up a fight. They choose their victims carefully. I'm going to guess that the gun either wasn't real wasn't loaded. Mm-hmm. And they just figured, you know, or, well, I was going to say maybe they thought that it wasn't worth shooting someone over, but they don't think. So,
well,
so good for the hot chocolate. That hot chocolate caught them by surprise. Element of surprise.
Investigators have been using police canines to look for them. Careful with those dogs, though. They can't eat chocolate. And the other thing is that both men are 5'10" and covered in marshmallows. 5:28 on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Unlock your career potential in nursing with the RN to BSN program from UMUC. Earn up to 90 credits for your registered nurse license, associate's degree, prior college coursework, and military experience and training. Developed with input from experts, this CCNE-accredited program can give you real-world skills to use right away. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
All right, Cory Booker kicking off his 2020 presidential campaign by yelling at women. We'll tell you all about it. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Just an inch or so of snow this morning across most of the Washington area, but that's enough to affect some area schools all across the region.
Bill, we have a lot of two-hour delays this morning, starting in Northern Virginia. These schools all opening 2 hours late. Alexandria, Arlington, Falls Church, Fairfax, Fauquier, Loudoun, Manassas City, and Manassas Park. Prince William and Stafford County schools all 2 hours late. In Maryland, these opening 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's County schools all opening 2 hours late. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
And we're not the only ones dealing with snow, but in other parts of the country, they're just not used to it.
From northeast Texas into Arkansas, Mississippi, and further east, Americans are dealing with icy road conditions and rare amounts of snowfall. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper announced Tuesday a state of emergency. The National Weather Service is predicting between 2 and 6 inches of snow before the wintry mix passes to the northeast in states that have gone consecutive winters without significant winter precip. I'm Clayton Neville.
The deadline to avert a government shutdown is getting closer, and lawmakers have until Friday night to come up with some sort of deal. But there is division within the GOP.
Republican Senator John Cornyn feels confident a deal will be worked out.
I'd rather do our job and to keep the government up and running and continue negotiations. So I don't think there's going to be a shutdown.
On Tuesday, House Republican leaders offered a continuing resolution which would delay a shutdown until mid-February. But Mark Meadows, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, tells CNN it will be tough to, quote, convince caucus members to vote for another short-term funding mechanism. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,793, the NASDAQ at 7224. Support sponsored by the TJ Martell Foundation. Nation College Basketball. It's another win for the Maryland women. NBA, the Wizards take on the Hornets tonight. NHL, the Caps are idle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, everybody, I'm Eric Church, asking you to join me in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS through the T.J. Martell Foundation. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure.
This is Larry O'Connor, and I want to challenge you to make 2018 your healthiest year ever. I know personally how difficult it is taking that first step towards a better, healthier you, but take it from me. Once you make the commitment with EMP 180 weight loss, you'll never look back. With any weight loss program, it's important to see results quickly and consistently to avoid getting discouraged. And with EMP 180, that is exactly what you can expect. I saw results with EMP 180 right away. I would literally notice small changes every day. More energy, baggier clothes, and every weekly weigh-in brought more good news, whether it was lost pounds or a lower body fat percentage. It was actually fun to check in with my counselors to be able to put a measurement to the progress I could already feel and see for myself. So accept my challenge and join the growing list of happier, healthier EMP 180 weight loss success stories. Locations in Tysons and Rockville, emp180weightloss.com. That's emp180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your appointment today.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives, that's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now around the Beltway, we're doing fine, mostly on the wet pavement, but secondary roads. Keep that in mind. You might find some slick spots. And where I am seeing some early volume delays, a lot of that I'm getting calls, crews out treating the road surface, and that's when you're stuck behind them, giving them plenty of space to do their job to make the road safe for us. Let's see, Virginia. That's where we have the crash. If you're heading south on 28, down toward the toll road, southbound 28 at 606. Columbia, Maryland, northbound on 29 at 32. So do watch for that. No problems to report, but I am seeing some areas where we have the volume delays on 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown. Again, as you head down into Germantown, no problems on 355 to report. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Flurry snow showers and with a winter weather advisory in effect. It could get a little slick out there. There may be up to an inch of snow in some spots in and around the Beltway. West and north, a little better chance that you might see an inch or two, but it doesn't look like a bunch of snow. 30 degrees this afternoon. Overnight tonight, clear in 22, teen suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 45. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Arlington, 29 in Waldorf, 30 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and
AM 630.
Well, good snowy morning to you. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Cal Thomas at 6:35. 7:05, the great Amber Athey, media reporter from the Daily Caller. 8:05, Brent Bazell of the Media Research Center. And, of course, the theme of the day, in part, that fake news. That's why we're going to be chatting about the media so much. And also their behavior yesterday, which was hilarious and revealing. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Well, one person I feel super sorry for this morning is Kirstjen Nielsen. I don't know if you saw her yesterday. She,
the good old DHS secretary.
Yes, she is the Department of Homeland Security secretary. And so she sat in front of Lindsey Graham, and she was on Capitol Hill yesterday to talk about issues like border security, because she's the secretary of DHS, so she was there to talk about border security and terrorism. Instead, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee just went at her, and I became riveted by watching this because it was just a parade of people who I thought at this point, at one point I thought, this is a joke, right? These people are trying out for the Academy Awards. It was just such a staged put on. She wound up having to answer questions about what allegedly happened in the meeting with President Trump over DACA, where he allegedly said a bad word. And that's what this turned into. So if you missed it, we've got it for you, and we're just going to go through it. This is Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin, he's the one who started this whole thing, who came out and said that the president allegedly said a dirty word, a bad word, in that meeting about countries, not people from countries, about some countries like Haiti and supposedly African countries, but I don't remember.
Just African countries. Just that was the phrasing in the Washington
in general,
Post.
Which is a horrible, terrible thing, and the president's a racist. So here is Dick Durbin going after Kirstjen Nielsen yesterday on Capitol Hill.
What do you remember the president saying about immigration from African countries to the United States?
What I heard him saying was that he'd like to move away from a country-based quota system to a merit-based system. So it shouldn't matter where you're from. It should matter what you can contribute to the United States.
How did he characterize those countries in Africa?
I don't specifically remember a categorization of countries in Africa. I think what he was saying is, as far as best I could tell, and as you know, there were about a dozen people in the room. There were a lot of cross conversations. There was a lot of rough talk by a lot of people in the room. But what I understood him to be saying is, let's move away from the countries and let's look at the individual and make sure that those we bring here can contribute to our society.
Do you remember the president saying expressly, I want more Europeans? Why can't we have more immigrants from Norway?
I do remember him asking about the concept of underrepresented countries as a fix. This was in the conversation about removing the diversity lottery and how we could reallocate that. And I do remember him asking, if we do that and we then assign those to countries that are unrepresented, aren't we just continuing non-merit-based immigration?
All right, so, boy, it's about merit-based immigration, moving away from the whole idea of people from certain countries and picking, we'll do it, what can you bring to the country? So this is now that, I have to say, Dick Durbin, that has to do with border security, that has to do with immigration, which is what DHS should be here talking about. Well, then Lindsey Graham, who is apparently now a Democrat, he went at it, and here's Lindsey Graham talking to her about DACA.
This has turned into a S show, and we need to get back to being a great country where Democrats and Republicans have worked together to do something that we should have done years ago. To the 700,000 young people, some young, some older, we're not going to leave you behind. I don't know how this movie ends, but you're going to be taken care of.
And Senator,
thank God a senator is up there speaking to his constituents. I really appreciate that.
I have friends, some of my friends yesterday who are liberal, they were like, oh, thank you, Lindsey Graham. They were loving Lindsey Graham yesterday because during this interchange, this exchange with her, Lindsey Graham talks about this two-phase program, which would the second the second part of it, he indicated he would force President Trump to sign legislation that would grant a path for full citizenship for almost 11 million more illegal immigrants. The first phase would be for the DACA,
right,
for full citizenship. And then the second phase, if President Trump wants money for the border, we're going to force him to sign legislation to allow 11 million more to become citizens.
Well, that sounds like a terrible deal.
Who elected this man? Who was responsible for this?
South Kakalaki. I will say, you're right, that doesn't sound like a Republican position to start that far to the left on an immigration package.
Yeah, it was just absolutely terrible. Cory Booker got in on it, I want to play everything that we had from Cory Booker, so I'm going to wait. We'll play this coming up. But Cory Booker yesterday, if he cries anymore in public over this, he's one step away from becoming John Boehner. Because this is Cory Booker, the man who grew up on the streets of Newark, who lived in a camper in Newark on the streets because he wanted to run for mayor. So he said, I'm going to get to know what's going on in the streets. And he is so upset by a dirty word, by a bad word, that he literally is crying during this grilling of this DHS boss who we're supposed to be talking about immigration. So we're going to have that for you.
And he was yelling at her.
This is unbelievable stuff. Crying. He was just having a total, complete snowflake meltdown. We've got it for you. 543 on WMAL.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship, select wine, beer, premium spirits and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the Travel Store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Or log on to WML.com/cruise.
This is Mary Walter. And when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist. But getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Watching those snowy roadways, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Indeed, for sure. You know, the major roads mostly wet, but watch for some slick spots and getting out of neighborhoods and secondary roads especially. Now, in Old Town Alexandria, trying to get out of Old Town, we have a car fire north on Route 1. It's North Henry Street, right before you get up to Slater's Lane. So a bit of activity there, fire and rescue on the scene. Now, that's pretty problematic, but the cold weather, we could have some freezing conditions once that activity clears. So they are cautious of that. We had a car fire yesterday. It took a while to clear. They needed to get the salt and sand crews out there. And speaking of, crews are out and about this morning. The salt crews, they're treating the surfaces. They have snowplow trains, so give them plenty of space. And then some of those areas, that's where I'm seeing some slowdowns as folks are behind those trucks. Let's go for Maryland 270, Urbana, Hyattstown, slowing. In Columbia, northbound 29 to 32, still had some accident activity. And in Virginia, south on 28 before you get down to the toll road near 606 for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, still got some leftover snow showers and flurries around, up to an inch of accumulation in some spots, and then around the Beltway. You go north and west, there's a chance we could see 1 to 3 inches of snowfall. So in general, across the region, about 1 to 3 inches with winter weather advisories. 30 degrees, those winter weather advisories expire at 9. Tonight, clear 22, teen suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 45. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 32 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that pain, hurt, and that pain, and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues.
He hurt.
Saying I've already answered that line of questions with tens of millions of Americans.
Pain? He had pain?
Are hurting right now because of what they're worried about what happened in the White House.
You should see a doctor.
That's Cory Booker in a CNN called Booker's Impassioned Speech.
Yeah.
His impassioned speech, one of the newest members of the Judiciary Committee, a Democrat out of Jersey.
Yeah, he was trying it on.
The city that he presided over is one of the 10 worst cities in the country. It's one of the 10 most impoverished cities in the country. He's not crying for the people in Newark, apparently. He's crying for the people of Haiti and these African countries that the president allegedly disparagingly called a dirty word, a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
He went on. Here's more of what Cory Booker had to say. I'm not going to characterize it, because he does it so much better than I possibly ever could.
Right now in our nation, we have a problem. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent on white supremacist hate groups. I don't know if 73% of your time is spent concerned about the people in fear in communities in this country, Sikh Americans, Muslim Americans, Black Americans. The fact pattern is clear of the threats in this country. I hurt. When Dick Durbin called me, I had tears of rage when I heard about this experience in that meeting. And for you not to feel that hurt and that pain, and to dismiss some of the questions of my colleagues, saying I've already answered that line of questions, when tens of millions of Americans are hurting right now because of what they're worried about what happened in the White House, that's unacceptable to me. There are threats in this country. People plotting. I receive enough death threats to know the reality. Kamala receives enough death threats to know the
Kamala.
Reality. Maisie receives enough death threats to know the reality.
I thought it was Kamala.
And I've got a president of the United States whose office I respect, who talks about the countries of origins of my fellow citizens.
Kamala is like a punctuation mark.
In the most despicable of manner. You don't remember.
There's a Kamala in that
sentence.
You
can't remember the words of your commander-in-chief. I find that unacceptable. Mr. Chairman, I'm grateful to be on this committee. I'm more than ever today happy I'm here.
All right, Mr. Smith goes to Washington. What was that about?
That was him launching his presidential run. That's exactly what that was.
I know,
but
he's like screaming at Kirstjen Nielsen, calling her complicit. By the way, what is with calling all the cute chicks complicit? Kirstjen Nielsen and Ivanka Trump now have both been accused of complicity. It's starting to make me think a lot of people are going to want to be complicit. If all the hot girls are complicit, like, why wouldn't you want to join the party? That's pretty funny. Anyway, so he's screaming at her, and I didn't see any of the "and yet she persisted," people standing up like, oh, you know, this woman had to stand up to a man screaming at her, telling her how she should comport herself. None of that. No, because she's like serving a Republican president and not. And not Elizabeth Warren.
Right. And the fact that she sat there, I could never, she is a far better woman than I ever could be, because I would not sit there through that. The way she sat there and looked at him and very nicely just sat there and let him rant.
Mary would be dragged out by Capitol Police.
Exactly.
For whatever she did.
It would have gone back and forth. She sat there and let him just, here's what he also said, I sit here right now because when good white people in this country heard bigotry or hatred, they stood up. We have this incredible nation where we are taught it doesn't matter where you are from, your race, your color, your religion. It is about the content of your character. The commander-in-chief in an Oval Office meeting referred to people from African nations and Haitians with them the most vulgar language. That language festers. And when he said that, of course, I start yelling at the TV, as often happens. And I said to him, I go, no. He said, the countries, not the people. The countries were bad places, not the people in them.
Maybe Cory Booker should have spent a couple more years picking up people's trash in Newark.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Cory Booker running for 2020, and he's expect a lot more tears.
551, here's Al Rushbrough.
The Trump administration is asking Congress for new authority to acquire land near our southern border so they can fast-track building the wall. request was delivered to Congress in a document prepared by Homeland Security, which is asking for $33 billion for border security. Civil rights and environmentalist WICO groups are outraged. They complain the Department of Homeland Security already has sweeping authority to bypass regulations, and they don't want to give the federal government more power. Are you kidding? Really? They claim fast-tracking the border wall would violate the civil rights of entire communities and jeopardize wildlife. It would militarize the southern border. They say that building the wall will not stop drugs or people from crossing into the country, so it's just a waste of time. Now, of course, these are the same people that cannot wait for the federal government to intrude into every other aspect of your life. They believe in big government, and they want it to micromanage every move that farmers, ranchers, and average citizens make. But now that it looks like President Trump is making a serious attempt to get control of the southern border, that for once it's not just talk, these groups have gone into full outrage mode. Suddenly they oppose big government, and they doubt its effectiveness. It's funny how fast their tune has changed. What do they really believe day to day then,
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, just take it easy as you head out and about this morning, mostly on the main road, seeing wet pavement. Crews are still out treating the road surfaces, snowplow crews as well, to give them plenty of space. Now, here we go. This grabs my attention. Maryland, Columbia, new accident northbound on 29. The exit ramp, the exit to get onto Seneca Drive with the crash. And that once makes me remind you, watch for those exit ramps, overpasses. They tend to have the refreeze, too, so be cautious. Through Urbana and Hyattstown on 270 with the volume, a little bit of stop-and-go in Rockville. Looks like Virginia 66 building up a little bit of the stop-and-go coming through Manassas towards Centerville and again up at the Beltway, but I don't have anything reported there. Inside the Beltway, westbound 66 at Glebe. Crash just happened, but right now the two vehicles on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisories cover most of us up this morning. Snow accumulations won't be all that great, but it could be enough. Got around an inch in or around the district, though a little bit more as you get west and north especially. So it's a general 1 to 3 inch snowfall and a high of 30 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitch, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 32 degrees in the nation's capital, 5:56 on WMAL.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her compassion. Pass it on.
from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-a-state company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-a-state this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent-a-state advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. While January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor, it's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of materials, plus no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we'll be joined by our friend Cal Thomas. We'll talk to him about the DACA drama and also get his take on the president's physical and the media's reaction to it.
That's right, pretty funny. DACA drama and the doc drama yesterday. Yeah, that's right, the president getting a clean bill of health. That is a very upsetting news story to a couple people who were in Pennsylvania Avenue yesterday. I'll tell you all about it. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A little snow on the ground means a little extra sleep for the kids today. Delayed school openings are common across the region.
We start in Northern Virginia, where one school system is closed. Spotsylvania County Schools closed today. These schools opening 2 hours late. Alexandria, Arlington, Falls Church, Fairfax, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, Loudoun, Manassas City, Manassas Park, Prince William, and Stafford County Schools all opening 2 hours late. In Maryland, these school systems 2 hours late. Anne Arundel, Calvert, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, and St. Mary's County schools all opening 2 hours late. Get a complete list of closings and delays at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL Storm Center.
Time is running out for Congress to strike a deal to keep the government open. Democrats are still pressing to keep the DACA program alive.
This is very complicated. On the outside, you have a tremendous amount of pressure from activists, from outside Democratic groups saying, this is the moment to fight. This is the moment to have the shutdown. ground battle because DACA is an issue that they feel like they're going to win on. Then you have McConnell, who's flat out saying on the Senate floor, if you shut down the government over illegal immigration and you've got 10 Senate Democrats who are up for re-election in 2018 from states that President Trump won in some cases by very sizable margins, you tell me if you think that's going to be politically palatable.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Maryland lawmakers are promising to take steps to soften the blow to Marylanders from the changes in the federal tax law. House Speaker Michael Bush.
States like Maryland, New York, California, Massachusetts, and New Jersey have all been adversely affected by the federal tax bill. So we're here today to say we're out here in front. We want to work with everybody, but we want to have a solution by the end of the 90-day session.
Democrats in the General Assembly have unveiled a three-part tax relief plan they say will lower state tax bills for 92% of Maryland taxpayers. More than 10,000 Salvadorans living in Montgomery County now face deportation after the Trump administration's decision to do away with their temporary protected status.
Montgomery County Council President Hans Reimer.
We are all holding our breath, hoping that Congress will take action to extend TPS.
He says it's too early to talk about what would happen if children are left here after their parents are deported.
I think for the moment, the question is, what can we do as the families are considering the implications?
He says county officials are looking into how they can help organizations that can provide these immigrants with legal and financial counseling. Heather Curtis, Sound WMAL and WMAL.com.
A spot that's popular with photographers and aviation enthusiasts could soon be getting a name change.
On any given day, this is what you will hear if you find yourself at Gravelly Point Park in Arlington. Planes fly overhead as they land on the runway at Reagan National Airport, but now there's one Georgia congressman who thinks the park needs a name change.
First Lady Nancy Reagan passed away nearly 2 years ago now, and she was an icon.
Republican Congressman Jody Heiss thinks it's fitting to change the park's name to Nancy Reagan Memorial Park.
Not only a fitting location, but a fitting name.
Congressman Heiss introduced a bill that has a lot of support from Republicans, but it's not clear just how much support he has from Democrats. The bill's now getting marked up in committee. Caroline Tucker on WML and WML.com.
Attorneys general from 21 states, including Maryland and Virginia, as well as from D.C., have gone to court to block the FCC from repealing net neutrality. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,793, the NASDAQ at 72.24. Sports, college basketball, the Maryland women win, NBA, the Wizards visit Charlotte tonight, NHL, the Caps have another night off. WMAL News Time 6:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.